time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on in a hump day Wednesday, October 15th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff is in the house in the very next segment. So if you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital, send them to me at 231-360-5140. We've got stories out of Lansing. Continuing on legislatively, heading into the fall, what is their plan? What is basically the direction of the remaining fall months now that the budget has been done, basically implemented? Departments are figuring out the money that's going to be coming in. School districts are now knowing their local revenue sharing from Lansing. All of the necessary steps are being taken to get back to normal, hunker down, get back to work, get back to school. Let's finish up the year strong. The governor and the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, very much want to work together in creating the conditions for new companies to come to Michigan without economic enticement, without grants, without 20, 30-year tax abatements. So basically, this is the process. One of the things that you have to understand that we will be doing is getting this legislative session wrapped up probably pretty much on schedule. A month from today, October 15th, well, in a month, November 15th through November 30th is deer season. Lansing is closed. There's no reason for them to do anything different than normal. Then, after deer season, they will come back for a week or two to wrap things up, before the Christmas holiday break. Well, it's the hope, the intention of the governor and the speaker to make a huge announcement before the end of the year, definitely before next year's State of the State address by the governor, that they've created this new way of enticing businesses to come to Michigan. I applaud their efforts. The population of the state of Michigan needs to grow. We need to have more developments. We need to expand out into the rural areas of our state to provide more citizens, more taxpayers. Very simple. Very, very, very simple. So that's one of the stories we got pulled up. Again, if you have any questions to ask Dr. Jeff, send them to me at 231-360-5140. We'll be sure to get to them. Also, Officer Rick, reporting in for duty on schedule. Simple Radio is loud and clear from Genesee County, acting as a school cop today. Keep him safe, sir. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one on this Hump Day Wednesday. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. I'm not having some technical difficulties hearing his microphone. So, Jeff, if you could hold down that arrow next to the microphone and check your settings and make sure your headset is fully connected. We'll see if we can start hearing you soon. Jeff, are you there? Yep, you're connected. I just need you to change that setting and get your headset connected. We'll be good to go. Still can't hear you, Jeff. Well, again, technology, you love it when it works and hate it when it doesn't. Hey, Jeff, I need you to change that setting, plug in the headset, make sure we're good to go. Let's see. Yeah, not going to be able to do it. Hey, Jeff, go ahead and leave the call. Let me call you right back. If you could just leave the call. There we go. Now I see he can hear me, but for some reason I couldn't hear him. Let's do this. Let's see if this one works. There he is. Jeff, are you there? Jeff, you are connected, but again, you need to go up to that pull-down arrow next to the microphone and change the setting. Your setting may have changed. Teams did an update overnight, so you might not have gotten that update just yet. Yeah, we still can't hear you. Can you talk? Okay, something clicked, but I still can't hear you. There we go.
You hear me now? All right.
Jeff, good morning.
Hey. Technology.
Well, actually...
wait a minute, didn't Windows 10, like, is officially, like, dead now or something?
Right, yeah. Well, that computer you got isn't Windows 10, is it?
It's Windows 11. No, this one, although we had replaced like half the computers in the building, couldn't upgrade to 11.
Right.
So we've had them for a while because we just use them as workstations. So,
yeah, right, so right.
It's been a fun tech week around here.
Well, no, actually, when I opened up Teams this morning to connect with the studio, I had to go in and do a reboot of the computer because Microsoft Windows did an update on Teams last night. So maybe your computer had an update
and
you turned it on this morning and you just didn't change your settings. So,
yeah, well it kept letting me set back, so I don't know. Yeah,
very good. It is working good. Hey, I did get a text message because I teed you up before the break. One of the people said... wait a minute. Well, that didn't make any sense. Oh, there it is. I'm getting text message on top of text messages.
Yep.
Okay. They technology get on my phone. They wanted to know that the dog, for some reason, when they let him outside to go to the bathroom, they have kind of a, from this text, it looks like a somewhat of an enclosed protected area. Big backyard is what they said.
Yep.
For some reason, the dog has been trying to jump the fence. Never done this. We're talking 8-year-old Labrador. And for some reason, now, all of a sudden, he's trying to jump the fence. What could be causing this, and what should I do to stop it?
Obviously, he's something that the grass appears greener on the other side of the fence, and he's just trying to get out. Yeah, that's a good question. That's so open as far as, like, why are they doing it? It's probably not a health issue or something. It's just if he's trying to get out for whatever reason. I don't know if it's a male dog, female dog. Is it spayed or neutered? You know, or things like that, you know, or things that might make them want to get out, or if there's another wild animal or another stray dog coming around outside that you don't know about.
Something is triggering it.
Yep. So just make sure that you've got a, you know, a good secure fencing, and just probably make sure that, you know, there's nothing coming around on the outside. I'm not sure where they live, but we already caught a wolf on our trail camera. So I'm not thrilled about that. Yeah.
Except now, how do dogs respond to wolves? Are they afraid of them? Are they wanting to be confrontational and challenge them? Like, for example, this 8-year-old lab. Is that something that maybe there's a wolf traveling around behind their yard and this dog's wanting to engage with the wolf?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, that certainly could be a possibility. Or coyote. Like I said, I don't know where this person's above the bridge or below the bridge.
Right.
But no, usually they will. I mean, dogs will defensive. They'll stand and bark and alert and everything like that.
Will they charge a wolf?
Some might, you know, try to defend it. And the problem is the wolves are a lot bigger than people think they are. And we just had one of my technicians' neighbors just had a dog got grabbed by a wolf 2 days ago, three days ago. So
how did that turn out?
Oh, dog's gone. Just pew, gone. Found a little blood, found a little hair, and gone. Let the dog out 5 minutes to go to the bathroom, and just boop. That was it.
Smaller dog?
Yeah, smaller dog, but still, I mean, the wolf, 150-pound wolf is a normal wolf, you know,
wow.
So they're big, even big shepherds or something, that's what they do, they're wolves.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Well, so. Follow-up question, they live in the UP.
Okay.
And they have noticed some wolf activity, but never that close to their house.
Well, the trail camera, I picked it up, was on the one that was closest to the house. So, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We'll spin right back into, you know, they're opportunists. And if they're not being, you know, pressured, okay, that's what they're going to do. I mean, it's predators are lazy. That's why they go after the sick and injured. They don't go after the healthy water buffalo or bison. They go after the one that's, you know, 20 years old and lame and can't run because it's an easy target. And that's why they come around. That's why they come around livestock. And the problem is now I have livestock, so now they're up there, so I'm going to have to get a setting or something up there, put a flashbang with a tripwire or something, scare them off, you know, make them
right.
Like, yeah, you need to go somewhere else.
Go eat
one of the rabbits or something. But we got the chickens and I got the horses now, too. And it's, yeah, it's a legitimate threat up here. So
wow. Well, I know... very good friends with Frisky Farm Market.
Yep.
And they have those concussion units set up in orchards, you know.
Yep, for the birds.
And right, for birds and even the deer, and trying to get them away from the apples.
Yep.
And one of the things I didn't realize, those are done with kind of like an aerial sensor. They have like a radar almost that scans like around, I think Richard told me, within 100 feet of the trees.
Yeah.
And as soon as any motion is picked up on that radar, that's when the thing fires. And he says yep. they'll see a whole flock of birds heading their way. And as soon as they get within 100 feet of it, man, that thing fires off and the birds just scatter like crazy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe something like that you're going to have to get for up there. How many animals are you currently farming up there?
Well, right now we got two. Right now it's just the two horses and we got chickens and turkeys. So now they're okay. In a secure pen. They don't, you know, free range and stuff. But still, you know, it's the thing. Then we got our dogs and cats and stuff too. And that's just a little closer than I'd be comfortable with. You know, if it was on one of the back, if it was on one of the cameras, you know, way back in the back 80, because we butt up to state land, I'm like, it'd be whatever, you know.
Sure, wolf, sure.
You know, and the but no, this little bugger was close. Horses, I'm not, it was only one. The horses I'm not as concerned about, because I do know that my horse has what was the people told me that I got them, because he don't like coyotes, and he's already killed two in the pasture they had before, so I'm not as concerned with a lone wolf and my horses, but, you know, the chickens or the smaller animals, yeah, you know.
Now, so. How is it that a horse would engage a coyote or a wolf? How does that happen?
Oh, they stomp on them, strike them with their front feet, stomp on them, kick them. They'll bite them, pick them up. People underestimate how strong horses are. Taxi would, my old horse would pick up. I mean, you know how heavy a truck tire is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's, what, 80 pounds probably, sure. Something like that. They're heavy.
Yeah.
He'd reach down, grab it with his teeth in his neck, pick it up, and then just run around the pasture holding it.
No way.
Like nothing. Yeah, people are, you know, people that have been actually bit by horses, now I'm not talking like nipped by a horse, actually bit by a horse.
Yeah.
It's I'd rather get bit by a wolf. Really.
It's
bad. Horses are incredibly strong. And just like donkeys, too. That's why a lot of farmers use donkeys in with their sheep for predators, because the donkeys, one, are seem to be like perpetually mad at everything, and they're always they're looking for a fight. And right. as soon as you get a wolf or a coyote or fox or, you know, wild stray dog or something in there, you know, they're not afraid of them at all, and they'll go, you know, take them out. So,
wow. Yeah, my grandpa, farmer in Lapeer growing up, and he had a donkey near the pig pen and also near the cows.
Yep.
And I said, "Grandpa, why is that donkey always, like, mad at me?" And he said, "Randy," he said, "it's not you." He said, "they're just upset that God didn't make them horses." And I said, "Okay." So they're littler and smaller, and considered the stepchild. And the horses would be running by, and there's that little donkey doing his thing. So I get it. Hey, one thing I did want to ask you about: anything on the horizon as we have change of season? Anything that people need to be aware of as far as topicals or any types of shots heading into winter? Is there anything that people need to be aware of?
Just especially people that are traveling. So all our snowbirds, just like I said, Michigan consists of three peninsulas, Upper Peninsula, Lower Peninsula, and Florida. So as everybody's heading to Florida, remember right. down there, you don't get the benefit of winter. You are going to be exposed to parasites and fleas and ticks and heartworms and intestinal parasites 24/7, 365. So make sure that when you're heading down there that you've got your, or anywhere down south. Actually, if you go south of Grand Rapids, really, down there, I would consider everything is year-round. It's just you're not going to get enough of a break from it to make it worth, you know, going off the stuff. You know, now here, once we get snow on the ground, fleas and ticks usually aren't that big a problem. Just things get started up, April is usually when I start go ahead and restart our flea and tick and heartworm control.
Sure.
So,
yeah, but those snowbirds, what you're saying is basically just keep up the exact regime, the process, the everything you got going for the summer months, just continue doing it and right through winter as you take them down to Florida.
Yep.
Okay, let's see. Any other text messages? Wanted to know if they schedule an appointment to bring their animal in first time. They're talking about switching from their vet to you. How long should they plan for a visit for their first exam? And if there's any shots that need to be done, how much time does it normally take?
Oh, so something like that, when we're going through all the records and everything between arrival and checkout. You know, because, you know, arrival and get you checked in takes time, get you loaded in a room, go in, you know, I come in, take a look at them and get you checked out 45 minutes, an hour, you know.
Oh, okay.
Probably something like that, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. First time we brought Mr. Snoop in, and it was all of that. So.
Yep.
All right, sir. Greatly appreciated. Glad we got the technology worked out. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, Jeff.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Omni Hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.